AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Stocks zoomed higher at the close after the Federal Reserve announced for the third time in a row no change to a key interest rate. Fed Chair Jerome Powell was asked, how do you know when it's time to start cutting interest rates?
We're aware of the risk that we would hang on too long. You know, we know that that's a risk, and we're very focused on not making that mistake.
Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick says the inflation fighting strategy has worked so far.
I think the Federal Reserve should be feeling increasingly good about where the economy is at the moment. Unemployment recently edged down to 3.7%, and the trends on inflation are positive in the sense of they're coming down from the peak.
The Fed's policymakers also signal they expect to make 3/4-point cuts to the benchmark interest rate next year. The House is prepping for a key vote to start an impeachment inquiry of President Biden. This is Texas Republican Chip Roy.
This is an impeachment inquiry. That's all. What are my Democratic colleagues afraid of if there's nothing to see there? Maybe that is all the more reason for the inquiry.
There's lingering concerns among some Republicans the investigation has yet to produce evidence of misconduct by the president. President Biden met at the White House with families of Americans unaccounted for after the Hamas attack on Israel. Jonathan Dekelchen says the president is committed to freeing all of them.
We have no doubt about that. And today's meeting with President Biden and Secretary Blinken only reinforced that, and that they are willing and ready to do all that they possibly can by any number of means to get the hostages home.
The Supreme Court will hear appeals on access to an abortion pill through the mail. The court also said it will hear an appeal that could upend hundreds of charges stemming from the Capitol riot, including against former President Donald Trump. This is AP News. Ukraine's capital came under another ballistic missile attack.
Firefighters at the scene work hard to extinguish blazes. Ukrainian air defenses had shot down the Russian missiles, but debris fell in four areas of the city. Kyiv police reported that four apartment blocks and four private residential buildings had been damaged, as well as public utilities and water pipes. The attack on the capital underscores the continuing threat to Ukraine from the Kremlin's missile arsenal in the 20-month-long war. Russia has, in recent months, been stockpiling its air-launched cruise missiles from its heavy bomber fleet by Britain's Ministry of Defence. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The year's best meteor shower, the Geminids, peak over the next two nights. Skygazers may get to see as many as one or even two a minute streaking across the sky. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.